science, medicine was always of unrivaled importance among population. Its origins go back to mystical and esoteric practices, mixed with a bit of reality and medical innovation within the region societies of Mesopotamia and Egypt. It continues to be an interesting legacy from the ancient times of antiquity, which gradually developed until culminating in medical relationships of admirable scope and scientific remarkableness. Above all, medicine can be seen as a way out of pain and suffering. Diagnosis, treatments, and medical prescriptions could be equated to a salvation from divine ills or from malevolent spirits that invaded the human organism. The Stone Egyptian beliefs of any disease came from a divine decision or because the human attitude was not being the best. They were very involved. Medicine in ancient Egypt is a practice that occurred from 3300 before Christ until the Persian invasion in 520 before Christ. It was in the houses attached to the temples where special care was carried out for the sick and specially trained to doctors through practice controlled by priests. Practices that were later exercised with the clientele. All this knowledge comes from various papyri. The Edwin Smith Papyrus is the oldest known surgical document. The Papyrus of Ebers, which is a serial of medical documents. The Kahun's Papyrus, which talk about gynecology. The Hearst Papyrus, which is a practical medical form, and the one in London, which contains numerous enchantments. Hesira, who lived around 3000 before Christ, was the oldest known doctor. For the ancient Egyptians, disease was the physical demonstration of a possession of the patient's body by supernatural agent. The body grab was a necessary element to achieve eternal life. For the reason, the greatest fear of the Egyptians was to die drowned or cremated, since their body would be lost. They had a high knowledge of the human body, but they didn't treat a disease that they didn't know. The rules of learning and medical practice were promulgated by the Pharaoh's doctor. For this training of doctors, young people were recreated after a period of observation. The methods of healing depend on the relationship of the healer to religion. There were the sun and doctors that practiced outside of the temple in a secular way. Also, there were the Awu Sekhmet doctors who practiced only in the temple and said that medicine was totally permitted by religion. And lastly, the exorcist doctors who healed through charms and amulets. Regarding the methods, these were very varied. There were doctors for all parts of the body, for spirit, for men, for women, for children, even depending on the season. A case of a nice doctor who operated on cataracts and a woman's doctor who performed pregnancy tests, including predicting the sex of the baby, has reached prosperity. Medicine has been regulated since Imhotep times, as an inscription on a wall in Saqqara testifies, with the ethical rules that regulate the profession well defined. The place of the installation of citizen centers. The supervision. The supervision of the activity on some new doctors. Estimation of their performance. Disciplinary action. They were not allowed to use therapeutic methods that went outside of orthodoxy. They could only use those that defined the authority of the classical treatise. And in such a case, although the results obtained were not good, they were free from all reproach. Therapies. The therapies used by the Egyptians were simple, multiple, and varied, surprising for today's public. They belong to different categories: mineral, vegetable, and animal. Mineral, like northern salt, copper chips, powdered Memphis stone as a local pain reliever, yellow ochre for burns, etc. Vegetables. There is a long range of drugs which was kept as a professional secret, which makes so difficult to recognize the plants used among the current flora. In addition, that the climatic evolution after so many centuries has changed the flora and fauna, and the translation of the names is in doubt. 13 substances have not been identified. Another are a sources of debate, such as nicotine in Egypt, if the tobacco came from America, coriander, cut off garlic, onion, acaica resin, roasted barley, etc. are identified. Animal products: meat to heal wounds, honey as a natural antiseptic, cobweb as a disinfectant since it has a weak antibiotic action, cow fat, donkey's milk, pork viscera, etc. Drug preparation and pharmaceutical. The preparation of drugs was done by prescriptions following rigorous protocols. It was used in different ways: local preparations, ointments, plasters, pomades, etc. Prepared to be absorbed, macerated in beer. In form of fumigations, they consisted in burning different elements, and the resulting smoke had to be aspirated. The pharmacy was high developed in the Grappo and Danish papyrus. More than 700 formulas are related to the preparation of remedies and perfumes. In the papyrus of Evers, there are more than 1,000 recipes, and among the most used remedies, onion, garlic, honey, beer, figs, flaxseed, fennel, myrrh, aloes, saffron, celery, lettuce are mentioned. They use coffee as a stimulant and certain preparation of lead, copper, and antimony. Also, the use of purgatives was very frequent. Magic remedies. There were mixed remedies in which excrement and magic were used to provide a disgusting nutrition to the spirit that invaded the body and this reject it. The excrement were generally of donkey, crocodile, hippopotamus, pelican, cattle, flies, and even human. There were also alchemists whose purpose was to find magical substances that would cure illnesses, rejuvenate people, otherwise grant immortality, to increase sexual potency, etc. And this was the medicine in the ancient Egypt. I hope you like it.